Hey TSV fam, welcome back to my podcast. This is Strong Boys with Estra Labi, and if you're listening to this for the first time, welcome to the TSV fam. And if you guys don't know what TSV stands for, it means the Strong Voice Family. So thank you to the previous TSV fam members. Thank you guys for always listening, commenting, asking questions. You guys are the highlight of my day, honestly. Thank you very much. So, from the last episode, we got a lot of questions, or I got a lot of questions from a lot of people. There are so many though. There are so many questions, but I'm going to be answering some of those questions because I don't like wasting people's time. It happens. Being a podcaster, it's not easy to, like, if you know what I mean. It's not easy. So, basically, the most asked question is, how did you get over my abuse? Or what? How did you get over the abuse? Well, I learned to get over it gradually as I grew up, though it was a very, very terrible struggle for me. I still have to live in the same house where it happened. So yes, I do have problems going to that side of my house, but I'm gradually breaking that that cage. I'm finally crossing that stage of my life. And gradually I'm getting over it. Yes, I do still go for therapy, and gradually I'm getting over it. Honestly, I just it's a miracle how I was able to get over it quickly. And another question asked was that how did I get the strength to talk about it? Guy, everyone who is listening, the strength just comes. That strength just comes. I do not know how it comes, but it relieves me. And I believe that a problem which is half spoken is half solved. When you say your problem is half solved, kind of, and when I keep on speaking about it to people, it makes me feel relieved. I mean, I feel like I'm not the only one in this. So as I opened up, people started opening up as well. Do you understand me? And like I said in my previous podcast, parents, if you are listening to this, you have a hell of a job to do, because your kids cannot stay abandoned. I watched this movie on Rock a couple of days ago, and the title was The Innocent. The parents of an 8-year-old boy abandoned him, and he got abused by his mother's PA, which was later on sentenced to 33 years imprisonment, which was rightly done, I guess. The parents got to find out after a misunderstanding, and yes, it was crazy. During the course of this movie, I was crying because I felt like I went through the same thing. Obviously, I did go through the same thing. Nobody knew, but they didn't catch the person. I was the one who came out clean about it. Do you understand? So, parents, please, your children need to be worked on. I'm not saying you should be so clingy, but you should get to know them. Don't abandon them. These early stages of their lives are the ones that will take them into the future, and we don't want them being damaged. We want them to be fine. So please take note of how your children behave and monitor them. You see that there's a strange behavior, just talk to them. Make them open up to you. But you know, as teenagers, you can't just open your mouth and be telling your parents everything. But to be honest, you can't tell your parents everything. But the things that are very delicate, you let them know. Another question which I got often was, how did my parents react to it? Honestly, only my mom knows about it. So I'm on my own. If I should tell my dad, I don't even know his reaction towards it. Knowing that from my childhood, nobody ever wanted to listen to me, so it feels like I'm always lying. I don't know why. To them, it feels like I'm always lying and I'm an attention seeker. So I'd rather not tell him. He might not believe. He might believe and want to look for the guy and want to kill him or something. I'm just exaggerating, but he will deal with him. I'm just saying. It's just that there are some things you don't just tell your dad. Especially when you have a dad who talks a lot. Yeah. And you know that you can't keep your secrets. When you know that your parents can't keep your secret, please just keep it to yourself, I beg. Or you tell someone else. So another question I got was, what are the consequences of being abused? Yeah, there are so many. Ah, so wide. Bro, this thing, you think that it's one small thing. You don't know how far it goes. I think I mentioned it, I was a perfect student, excellent student, always coming first. So after this abuse of a thing, I started coming down in my grades. I never used to concentrate anymore. My mom even used to think that it was because I had hair on my head. That is why I could not concentrate. She decided to take me to the barber shop and cut my hair off because of that. So, you have crazy dreams, fantasies as a young child, and that is particularly wrong. And I've had to struggle with that for some time. No, but eventually I had to gain my strength back. I just had to gain it back. I mean, I couldn't keep on living like that. I realized I was carrying a burden that was not mine, so I had to, I had to let go of it. I mean, I wasn't doing so well in school. Even to be honest, till now, it has still been a struggle for me to do well. But luckily, I'm getting somewhere. I'm breaking through it. It's an iceberg. We need to break it. You can't keep on being in an iceberg for a long time. You need to break it. So I've learned to, fight through a lot of things. A lot of people tend to misunderstand me, maybe because of the way I behave at times. I had problems, especially trust issues. I had problems with trusting people. Yeah. I've been in so many situationships. I'm coming out clean. All of you who know me, you know me now. I'm always in a situationship with some guy or the other. I have trust issues. I get very possessive. It happened. I don't trust my dad because, now. I don't trust any guy like that. I don't just open my mouth and just say, I trust you. No, it takes time. I might be your friend, but it takes time. I am mostly close with boys, which is rather weird, but yet I don't open up fully to them. I'm very, very conscious of the way I talk to them because they can do anything and they can say anything at any time. In fact, it's all everyone. I'm not even going to discriminate with sex anymore. I'm just saying it's not everyone you can trust. The only one person that you can trust is yourself and God. Those are the two people I know that you can give your trust and nobody's going to break it. So another question that was asked was, how did I learn to love myself after? Like I mentioned earlier, I realized I was carrying a burden that was not my own. So I had to cast it down and I began to see the love for myself again. And if you guys have not listened to my first podcast, please go back and listen to Self-Love. That was my first episode. Please listen to it and you get the full gist. You get the full story. I learned to love myself despite the health challenges I have to pass through. Every day is a struggle. Every day is a goddamn struggle. for me, waking up in the morning, the first thing I do is to take my drugs. Wow. Now that's a very complicated life. I've struggled with this for 4 years, but yet I've managed to love myself off. If I don't love myself, then I won't be sane. I will not be sane, to be honest. I will not be sane. But the fact that I'm sane makes me happy. It makes me happy that I love myself. These days, I please myself first before I please anyone. I've stopped being a people pleaser, because I've been doing that since God knows when. I always try to make people notice me, but it never works out. That's how it is so hard to get people's attention. Honestly, it was a struggle. I always wanted everyone to know that Esther has come, Esther has arrived, that Esther is around. You know me, I wanted everyone to know me, but I was like, guy, this is good to help me. Please let me love myself first. Don't let people love me first, because they can take me for granted, but I will not take myself for granted now. So I just said, okay, let's look at it in the bigger picture. I need to love myself more and understand that I matter, not always matter. Like, how will I say this thing? You have to matter first before anyone else comes into the picture. You have to love yourself first before you love someone. I'm going to mention this again from the movie. What's the name of that movie? It was starred by Rebel Wilson. She didn't love herself, and yet she was looking for love. So she went into coma, right? For about 18 hours, I guess, yes. And what did she do? She saw herself in love with somebody who really didn't like her. You know, because she had the guy in mind. But the person who loved her, she couldn't even recognize that this guy actually likes me. He wants me. I am important to this guy. But she was blind to me because she could not even recognize the love for herself. She was taught that people love you for a reason or the other. That you have to be beautiful to be loved. Well, that's not true. Love is something that people cannot explain. It is complicated and crazy. I can tell you that. And a lot of people also asked, how did I see guys after that? Well, I saw them as normal human beings. It's just that something I don't usually see is that I don't trust them. They can look like, they might look like they have a very sweet rapport with you, but bro, I'm scared though. If I should open my mouth and they start carrying my gist up and down, I don't like that kind of thing, big. So I would just rather sit on my own and enjoy myself. So that's it all for today. I will be giving you the rest of this story much later. As it is right now, I have exams, and this is my last episode before my exams. So please, if you are less busy, please listen to this. Make sure you like, make sure you comment, and you can contact me using my email, thestrongvoice18@gmail.com. You can listen to my podcast on Anchor, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts. Thank you guys for tuning in today. I want to give a special shout out to Wale. Thank you very much for being there for me. You are the reason why I'm doing this. And again, Lekon, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate you guys. I really appreciate the entire TSB fam. Thank you guys. I love you. And we'll see you in my next episode.